This is Wild About Utah.
25th anniversary nutshell history of the founding of the Stokes Nature Center. In the fall of 1995, having already successfully envisioned and fostered the establishment of the Ogden Nature Center, and undaunted by multiple false starts, Bridgeland Audubon Society trustee and education chair Jack Green launched a final successful round of appeals to establish a nature center in Logan Canyon. The first step of partnering with First Presbyterian Church helped in securing a U.S. Forest Service conditional use permit to rehabilitate the disused Logan Canyon facility of the Cache Valley Council of Boy Scouts. The second step of forming the founding board of trustees of the Logan Canyon Nature Center, with representatives from both Bridgeland Audubon and First Presbyterian, led to the election of Jack Green as president and, importantly, to the writing of the business plan for an independent 501c3 nonprofit organization. Successive Bridgeland Audubon Society presidents Bridget Burke, Robert Schmidt, and Brian Dixon tackled the arduous task of raising over $100,000 in funds, soliciting over $55,000 in donated building supplies, and wrangling over 200 volunteers for over 5,000 hours of perilous and thoroughly unglamorous labor of blood, sweat, and tears to transmogrify a dilapidated and vandalized 70-year-old American Legion building into a 20th-century nature center. A standout in this community effort is biologist Glenn Gantz, who donated over 1,500 hours serving as the general contractor, coordinating the work, and finding subcontractors. Local educator, writer, and artist K.O. Robertson designed the logo featuring the American Dipper, Al Stokes' favorite bird. Peggy Lynn of the U.S. Forest Service was a key player, and fundraisers including May Coover, Terry Barnes, Wendy Gaddis, and Jacqueline Henney, and generous donors including Sally Sears, Randy Worth, Nate Halt, Campbell Scientific, Thompson Electric, and Cache Valley Electric ensured success. 2 years later, on November 1, 1997, the Logan Canyon Nature Center was dedicated to Bridgeland Audubon Society founders Alan and Alice Stokes, pillars of the local environmental conservation community. Al had been Aldo Leopold's student, and Alice had been Aldo's personal secretary, so it is fitting that the Stokes Nature Center embodies the Leopold land ethic of caring about people, land, and the ecological conscience which binds the two when connecting people to opportunity. 25 years later, the mission of the Stokes Nature Center, to provide nature education and promote outdoor exploration of our natural world, is thriving. The vision is shining as people of all ages appreciate and are stewards of our natural world. And Al's American Dippers are still dipping in the Logan River. 25 years later, Jack Green still serves as a docent and leads bird walks and nature programs, and the community continues to support this beacon for connecting people to nature through the study of the ecology of the land. Here's looking forward to the next quarter century of strengthening community bonds through collaborations for nature exploration and appreciation. I'm Hillary Shugart with the Bridgeland Audubon Society, and I am Wild About Utah.
Support for Wild About Utah on Utah Public Radio comes from the Harry Bertoia Gallery Open House in St. George, includes the Diamond Chair and Sunambient Sounding Sculptures. Door prizes and hors d'oeuvres, Thursday, November 10th, 1449 North, 1400 West, Suite 11, St. George, 4 to 6 p.m. Info at harrybertoia.org.